Hey, it's Ben here, and in this video, I'm just going to talk about a light touch version of why I chose Sophos as my home firewall when there were other options available in the marketplace. So when I considered getting a home firewall, I was looking into Untangle, which I have used in a previous corporate role, and they used to have a home version of it, and found that unfortunately Arista, after they bought the company, had removed that option. So I went and looked at options. Being an advocate for FOSS software, I looked at it and looked at pfSense, looked at OpenSense. I've used other firewalls that were based on pfSense in the past, so that would have been fairly simple to get used to. OpenSense, based on a lot of reviews, seemed to be a more modern UI version of pfSense with a bit more modern underpinnings, like the version of OpenBSD they use and things like that. And they seem to be keeping on top and being on the leading edge with all the updates, where pfSense tends to be a little bit behind, which can be a benefit from a stability standpoint sometimes. So I can understand both sides of the equation. So then I was looking into capabilities that I would have needed for use at home, and realized that unfortunately they're not pure next-gen firewalls, which meant I would have had to install add-ons, plugins, each of which have their own subscriptions based on what kind of features I wanted and needed. And I decided finally, look, if Sophos, which is a corporate firewall, has a home edition that is free, it's only limited by hardware, which is, it's limited to a 4-core utilization and 6 gigs of RAM, and needs at least 2 NICs. So I decided, okay, fine, let me go with Sophos. I don't think I'll be utilizing it that much to hit the 6 gig RAM limit. We'll see, we'll find out eventually, I suppose. And the idea is to first run it, install Sophos, let it run, have it configured, and then see what other configuration I do. And as I do other configuration, might share things that might be of benefit, especially if you've got kids who are under the age of 12 who are on occasion utilizing technology that you want to, you know, keep them safe from malware, adware, ransomware, all that sort of stuff that can pop up through ads on the side that are very attractive to kids. They want to click on things that are attractive, which, you know, is human sense. I'm sure when we were younger, we did the same. But back then, we didn't have this level of maliciousness in how attacks were done. So with all that in mind, these are the things that led me to pick Sophos. I've done a fair bit of research on each of these, watched a lot of reviews, and finally watched a comparison that Tom Lawrence from Lawrence System had done with a table with all the features and what features each one of the ones that he compared had. And ultimately, Sophos ticked all the boxes of things that I needed. So if you're looking at something like that, something that to keep your kids safe at home when they use the internet and keep you in the loop with IT in the corporate, especially once you get into a leadership role, you're usually not on the tools. Or in, like in my case, once I've left working in core IT and core IT leadership, working in different industries, is keeping on top of the skills. This is great. And thanks to Sophos for keeping this option available for free. So that's pretty much it. Simple. Sophos ticks all the boxes for me. I wanted a next-gen firewall as is without having to fiddle with too many add-ons and plugins. And this does the job for me. I'll test it out, put it into my production environment and see how it goes, and give you an update as things go. And this is just the start of my home lab. I'm slowly starting to do these sort of things, and I'll share those here. But also I'll share my progress with my business side of things as well on this channel. Thank you. Have a fantastic day. Hopefully this has helped. I'll link to the video that Tom Lawrence has done below this. That'll also help you get the details of each of those firewalls that he's compared. Thank you. Have a great day.